welcome to Dealing with Grief During the Holiday, a session on the A to Zaius Positive Response Blog Radio Show. So first and foremost, I want to say good evening to all of my listeners, and I want to thank A to Zaius for allowing me to utilize their blog talk show to bring this topic to life, dealing with grief during the holiday. And I am your girl, Miss Worth It. And so we're just going to jump into it. We're not going to take up too much of your time, but if you are, if you have any comments or questions for me, please call in at 516-595-8311. And yes, I have a cold or something going on, so please forgive me for the long breath that I must take. Excuse me. But I didn't want to cancel. I just wanted to give a brief description of what we'll be talking about during the holiday season, dealing with grief. And there are so many people during this season that deal with grief. I mean, the person or persons that they may have lost could have been gone for 5-10 years. Because one thing you have to understand is that grief does not have a time limit. However, if you deal with grief appropriately, then life continues on. You're still productive and you're flourishing, even though you're going through the process of grief. And so that's one of the main things I want to make it know, that grief has no time limit. However, it's how you deal with your grief. If you don't deal with the grief appropriately, then you'll find yourself losing sight of your purpose in life and why you're here. Excuse me, I am so sorry. So let's talk about today what to do with your emotions during the holiday. So we're going to call them holiday emotions. And I'm going to briefly share a survivor story, because a lot of times when we're dealing with grief, it appears that nobody else understands what we're going through. It seems as if nobody can relate. But however, if we take a moment to think about it, there is somebody else somewhere in the world who are dealing with the same issue or have dealt with what we're dealing with. It could be the loss of a spouse. It can be the loss of a child. It could be the loss of a mother, you know, a parent. It could be the loss of a relationship. You know, it could be a number of things that you've lost that you're grieving. So you think that you're going through it alone, but you're not, because there's someone who knows what you're feeling, what you're going through, okay? And we like to say, we're good at saying, no one knows how I feel. You can't, you know, you don't know what I'm feeling. Well, if someone else loved their father just like you loved your father, had a close relationship with their father, and their father died or was murdered, they have a severe pain, a severe void, a severe loss. And so we all need to understand that. However, as we go through this survivor story, we're going to meet a couple of people who share some of their struggles during the holiday. So right now we're going to do some past struggles that someone may have had. And next show, we're going to do a personal. So this is from a young lady. We're not going to use names. And she states, the things that were so simple before are hard now. It's hard putting up stockings where it used to be 3, and now it's 2. It's hard putting up dishes. It's hard going shopping when I don't want to be there. I don't care about the gifts. If I could give up everything and not ever get a gift again, have my life, I would. So this young lady is saying, you know, it's pretty difficult during this season going to gifts for people. You know, my advice would be, if it's too hard for you to do it, then don't do it. Like, you don't have to buy gifts. That doesn't make you a bad person, especially during the Christmas holiday. It's not that person's birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. So you can celebrate Jesus by being kind to someone in another way. You don't have to put a monetary value on it. You can go clean somebody's house, an old lady, an old elderly lady, or go to the grocery store for an old man. Excuse me, there are so many things other things you can do, but you don't have to feel obligated to go shopping when you don't really want to deal with that at that time. And you should make no apologies for that. Yes, most people tell you, but it's good for you to get out when you're ready. Now, I'm not going to say lock yourself in the house with nobody there and just cry and moan and do all kind of craziness. But guess what? If you get up, get dressed, and you go to work every day, and then you come home and you want to be alone, that's okay. If you want to talk to your sister on the phone but not go shopping, that is okay. Okay, let's hear another story, another survivor story. There was a game, we're going to use another name, Jane and I would play with each other when a certain song would come on at the holiday time. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. When the next verse would start, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, each of us would try to get to the other person's nose first to nip it. And we'd end up in a little tussle with each other. It was a very, very sweet thing that we enjoyed. After Jane died, when that song would come on, I couldn't stand to listen to it. Okay, so that's another one. Sometimes, especially early on, you may hear a song or a saying that person or you shared together or they used to say, and it may be too difficult in the beginning to listen to it. Well, that's okay. As time passed, you'll be able to. My son, there was a song, and we actually used this song for his funeral. I can't think of it, and I'm not good at remembering. But when I would hear that song right after, I'd just cry. And guess what? It's been 3 years, and sometimes I hear it and I won't cry, and sometimes I hear it and I do cry. So it just depends on where your emotions are at that particular time. But if you can't listen to it in the beginning, then guess what? Don't. But do not fail to celebrate that person's life that they had here, the happiness that they gave, the joy that they explored to people. So you do still want to keep them alive in your spirit, in your thoughts, in your heart. You do not want them to disappear because they're not here with you. Excuse me. Because let's keep it real. We know that we are going to die. Now, a lot of times they hurt because how people die. Sometimes cancer, sometimes being murdered. You know, that appears to be even more hard because it's like that person was taken, you know, especially being murdered. So it's hard, but we can get through that. We can conquer this thing. Especially around the holidays, it's very hard. But there is a cure, and that cure is one day at a time, one breath at a time, okay? You may not want to go to a big old party, but you can at least go and see your family or a friend or a sister. You know, you can do that as well. But do not allow yourself to be bombarded to the point where you isolate yourself from everyone and everything. And for those who are listening, look, you may be a friend and this happened to a friend. Well, they don't necessarily want you to talk all the time. You will know when you need to say something, but sometimes just being there is enough. Or just coming to give a hug and drop off something and then leave. So let's talk about the strength to survive. When you'd rather skip the holidays, okay? I used to feel like I like to go to sleep the day before Thanksgiving and wake up January 2nd, one survivor said. It's hard enough to get up and make it through a day when you've lost a loved one. But when the expectations of Thanksgiving and Christmas are added on top of that, feelings of loneliness, anxiety, and depression can be compiled. Now listen, did y'all catch that? Expectations. That means you're talking about what other people expect. See, that's where we fall short. This is not about other people. And if we take care of that before a loved one is lost, then we won't go through this problem once we've lost a loved one either. Because if you don't want to be involved in all the hoopla of the holidays, you have a right to say no, and with no apology. But if you've lost someone and you just don't feel it right now, then you say that. You just say, I choose not to be a part today. And that's your choice. You may change your mind. But at that moment, that's how you feel, and they should accept that. And if they don't, you say, you know, well, that's your problem. I'm not trying to be smart or hurt you, but you don't understand that right now, that's not what I'm ready for, okay? As much as we would like to make it go away, that doesn't help. What's better is to say, you know, this is difficult right now, but I'm going to get through it. You know, I'm not dealing with it by myself, but right now, you know, this is a little difficult. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be a part of that right this moment. So there are some important steps that you can take. First, I want you to recognize that the holidays are going to be tough. Emotionally, relationally, physically, and spiritually, they are going to be tough. But don't fight the added emotions. Accept them and then let them come. Set realistic expectations for yourself, understanding your limitations. Not anybody else's, understanding what you can take at that time and what you can't. And pray and ask God to help you. Psalms 10:14 says, but you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. God is there to help us along the way, but we have to allow him. We have to embrace the direction in which he leads us in. And so you may be saying, that sounds simple, but it's really hard. Well, no, it's really not. You see, my son was murdered 3 years ago. And I decided to go through grief in a positive way with Christ's guidance. And I was able to celebrate, and maybe not in a full rage, but in a small rage, to celebrate every day that was special to him as well. So remember, recognize the holidays, that they're coming and they're tough. Just accept it. And then, you know, the added emotions that you're going to feel, embrace them, accept them, let them come, and lean on God to help you to get through them. And then set your realistic expectations for yourself about whether you're going to attend a Christmas party, whether you're going to go to the family outing or family dinner, or what you want to do. Okay? Let us pray. God, I wish it were January. But I know that pushing aside the pain only makes my grief process longer and harder. Help every person that is dealing with grief, Lord, right now to face their emotions in order to get through them. Help us, because we know we can't do it alone. Thank you that you have all the strength that we need and more. Please show us other people who will come alongside us and provide support. In the name of Jesus, amen. Believe me when I say that this battle, this journey, this affliction, you're not by yourself, but you have to allow yourself to be open for someone to take and walk in your walk that journey with you, and you can make it. So today is our icebreaker on how we're going to deal with grief during this holiday. And so I hope you took those points of recognizing that the holidays are going to come. You're going to have emotional feelings, relational feelings, all of that. But don't fight your emotions. Allow them to come, accept them, and prepare yourself. And then set real expectations for yourself when you're dealing with everything around you and know your limitations. And then pray and ask God to help you. So our takeaway for today is experiencing tough emotions over the holidays is normal. So what I need you to do is don't fight them when they come. Be intentional about prayer. When they come, pray and accept them. This has been Dealing with Grief During the Holiday Icebreaker. Join us as we reschedule for Thursday. Be a part and allow me and the Spirit of Christ to help you to get through your grief. Call in next time at 516-595-8311. We want to hear what you're going through. We want to hear you share how you've overcome. Whatever it is you want to share, we want to hear. So I look forward to you being a part of Dealing with Grief During the Holiday with Miss Worth It. Thank you. God bless. And remember, tough emotions over this season is normal. Just don't fight it. Embrace it. Have a good evening.